Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a line drive towards left. Moore catches it and throws to second to double up Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hudlin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Com reaches second base with a double. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and has Com trapped. There's the throw to Hodapp and over to Sewell, who tags Com for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riddle moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. Falk steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Goldman moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Porter reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. Riddle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly, who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and moves to third. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to home to get Smith. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Shires moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shires scores. Moore moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Johnny Riddle. Mel Harder now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Com moves to third. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodap picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hodap. Com scores. Clancy scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Mel Harder. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Porter scores. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Dutch Henry now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Schaffner now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to second. One out. Pete Appleton now pitching. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com is walked intentionally. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Com moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goldman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Dick Porter. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Joe Sewell. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-4 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Burnett goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 7, White Sox, 7. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan now playing right field. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shires bunts towards the mound. Appleton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appleton. Metzler moves to third. Shires moves to second. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore is walked intentionally. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Chick Autry. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klinger now catching. Alex Metzler now playing right field. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goldman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Cecil moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. Reynolds moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.